fresh off the boat. You can tell the way I wear my clothes that I'm fresher than a scent from a rock. Fresh off the boat. You can tell the way I wear my gold that I shine anywhere around the globe. Fresh off the boat. Getting mine everywhere I go, so if they don't know, homie, I get out. Fresh off the boat. And homie, I demand my respect. Everywhere I go, I rap my set. I'm fresh off the boat.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric Reinert, and this is your own Dave Isaac rapping 1962. I had a great time at Woodstock, Eric.
You did? You were at Woodstock?
Yeah.
I'm sure that Eddie Wong would really appreciate that. This is the theme song to Fresh Off the Boat on ABC.
By Eddie Wong?
Yes.
Well.
And I think he's completely wrong.
That's
I
not just right. singing it, but you think he was white?
No.
He said right.
Oh. He's right, not Wong.
Oh, now you got us in trouble. The views on this program strictly on that, in that case, Joseph J. Erdo. Let's spell that. A-I-R-D-O. Well,
Dave, we got to guess. So who's Howard
is?
Hour,
Alexander's
yes.
All Care Automotive. Visit him. Great mechanic, really. But more importantly, trustworthy, good friend, nice guy, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. Stay away from the I-10, though.
Yeah. And can he fix your windshield?
He can fix bullet holes. He can replace windshields.
602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Alexander, tell him hi. And back to you, Joseph J. A-I-R-D-O.
Yes, well, Fresh Off the Boat premieres, it returns on September 22nd. The very next day, on September 23rd, it's Wednesday, you can catch the season premiere of one of my favorite sitcoms,
The Middle. And it's the middle of the week on Wednesday now.
Yes, and you know what? Right now we have on someone who's just super awesome, Brick Heck himself, Atticus Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. That was like the best intro ever.
Well, we absolutely love your show.
Yes. And, you know, we would have played the theme song, but unfortunately the middle, you know, well, Atticus, what's the theme song to The Middle? Can you give us that?
Well, we don't really have an official theme song, but the song that we used back in the pilot was a song called The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. I was kind of trying to get you to do the caw thing. But.
Oh, yeah, the crow thing. Yeah, the
Oh, nice. Hey, that's good.
You do it much better than Joseph.
Yes, much better than me.
So, wait. Turn off the lights and do that. I want to get scared.
Well, you know, because Atticus is he's also from Frankenweenie, one of my favorite animated movies of all time. Just such a talented young man. So, Atticus, what season are we going into now for The Middle?
We are going into season 7.
Wow. What, it's like one of the longest-running sitcoms on TV right now. I mean, isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely it is. You know, we're at this point now where everything was surreal in the beginning. But now we're at this point where we're looking back on everything that we've gone through, that we've done on the show and the storylines and everything like that. And we're just at this point now that's like, wow, we've pretty much captured like us growing up, and it's on TV, and it's a way to have this storyline that you're able to see all these characters kind of progress and everything. So, oh my gosh, it's been incredible.
You know, Atticus, let me ask you this. You started, I think you were probably 10 years old on the show, right?
Yeah. For the second pilot, I was 10 years old.
How? Take us through a little bit, not from necessarily the series standpoint, but you learning personally about life as you grow up. You know, now I believe you're 17. What are some of the key things that you've noticed starting, you know, 10 and now you're 17? Any special things you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that when you are growing up and you are being an actor and you're on a sitcom and whatever, a lot of things can be different and a lot of things can, you know, change and kind of go certain ways you would never expect them to go. And this is definitely not the life that my mom or I ever expected for me or my dad ever expected for me. You know, this is something where I've had to mature at an accelerated rate because I am in the workplace. I have been working for over half my life, and it's amazing to see how when you aren't placed into a working environment, especially one as unique as this business, it's amazing to see how you grow, how you learn, how you interact with people, how you handle situations, and then also you as a person have to grow. You know, it's going through those teenage years where people always seem to kind of pin the little teenage rebellion thing on there. But it's not if you handle it right. And see, for me, I've never once had that thought cross my mind. It's just been, you know what, I'm growing, you know, as a person, and recently I've been growing in my faith, et cetera. And it's amazing to see how things have transpired and where I've been placed in this industry.
And then, of course, you, in addition to you yourself growing as a person, we have Brick Heck growing as well. I mean, so you're kind of like growing two different people at the same time. And, I mean, what an amazing journey Brick has had. I mean, does he still have any ticks? Is any of those stuck with him?
He does. You know, we've taken it out quite a bit, and to me it's disappointing because I love Brick Heck, but he is still whispering, he is still whooping. It's just a lot more sporadic. It's a little bit more of a Where's Waldo thing, and you kind of wait in anticipation until it comes up in the episode, and then you're like, okay, I'm watching the middle. We're okay.
I wait for those moments as too, but, yes. As well, by the way. I love those.
That's awesome.
Now, I have to ask, because it has been 7 seasons, and it looks like you guys are having an incredibly fun time. Sometimes when series go on that long, you get people that get a wanderlust. They don't want to be stuck in a particular role for too awfully long. Has there been any kind of concerns about that amongst the cast, or are you guys as cohesive as you appear?
Absolutely. No, you know what? Everyone has their own unique concerns, and to be honest with you, I don't know what the other cast members are from a few brief times that they brought it up, but you know, everyone always has that concern when you are on a series that long, because when you're seen as one thing for a long time, it gets stuck in people's heads that you are only that one thing when you're not. But I do think that we've been very blessed, because while I'm on this show, I am still doing work outside of the show, albeit mainly voiceover work, but I love voiceover work anyway. So I was doing Frankenweenie while we were on the show. I was doing my Disney show Fishers while we were on the show. And now I'm doing another Disney project I'm one of the main 5 cast members of, called Lion Guard. Mm-hmm. And I'm a character on there now too. So even though I'm Brick, I'm still getting the experience and the ability to kind of branch out my chops and then be able to do different characters. So for me personally, it's not nearly as like kind of pigeonholed to a character as it could have been.
All right. And now, once again, I want to remind our listeners that we are speaking with Atticus Schaefer, actor from The Middle, Brick Heck. Of course, the show comes back September 23rd, and with its 7th season, last season we got to see Brick really finally, I think, got his first girlfriend. I think he had a kiss prior to that. But are there any firsts or any what development can we look forward
well,
to?
Well, you really ask him if there are any firsts. Since 10 years old. Okay, just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Brick is, I mean,
on an AM station. Okay.
There's such an amazing family. I mean, you know, between Sue and Axel. I mean, but Brick is just, I think, everyone's favorite. What can we look forward to Brick doing this year?
You know what? I always seem to be saying this, and it's true, because we are seeing Brick kind of going on this journey. He's grown a lot more mature in his line of thinking. And then obviously in some ways he's still his matter-of-fact self. He's still, you know, who he is as a person and that quirky, smart kid that he is. But he is growing up more. He's kind of maturing more. The girlfriend storyline is continuing over into this season. So it's not like it just kind of faded away. No, we're still going strong with that. And also, too, Brick is in 8th grade. He's almost done with middle school and will be going to high school soon.
Wow.
And so it's kind of him, you know, learning the ropes of growing up. And Brick, the character, is 14 now, so it's kind of going through all those important things like pubertating and understanding what it's like to be going from a young kid to an adult.
And so is he still going to be carrying that pizza delivery bag for his backpack?
Yes, he is.
Excellent.
And he's made some alterations to it that are actually very practical and very helpful.
Oh, that's great.
Not only him, but as me as an actor. So.
Wow, excellent. Now, we just finished interviewing Tia Mowry, and I think that the two of you have a lot in common. She's, of course, more, older than you are, and she's kind of been down a lot of the same roads, because you started out as a young person on something that's become wildly popular. And
yeah.
So, but you seem to have stayed very grounded. You see it as a job, although you love it, and it seems to be your passion, and you're doing other things all the time. what would you say has helped you to be able to maintain this positive attitude and to be able to still be down to earth and a person that everybody would just want to hang out and chat with?
You know what? It's for me. It's the three F's. It's faith, family, and friends. And all of my friends don't treat me as, oh, that's Atticus the actor. My family keeps me very grounded. And as I said earlier, I've grown in my faith, especially in these past few years. And it really just kind of puts it all into perspective where it's like, man, you know what? This work is amazing. It is fun. But there's a lot of ways that people can kind of go crazy. And so my mom, my brother, even now I'm an uncle. And so I have my niece, and she's just this little, you know, she's only two right now. She's entering into the terrible twos. But she's, you know, all these people have kept me grounded, and they never make me feel like, oh, you know, here's the idol Atticus. He's the idol friend because he's an actor and he has a job and blah, 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 blah. No, it's one of those things where every now and again I'll have a cool, fun story and I'll tell my friends that, or I'll tell my family that, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's awesome, or, oh, yeah, SAG rules, or, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then after that, it's just, okay, you know what, bringing back down to earth and just staying grounded and enjoying the little things in life. I love my pet. I love going and watching movies with my mom or my friends. I love playing video games. I love to read, you know, stuff like that, so...
And, you know, of course, you also have such much more meaning in your life as well, because you are the celebrity ambassador for the Boot Campaigns Patriot League. Tell us a little bit about that, Atticus.
Yes, and I am actually very ecstatic about this. I'm a huge, I don't know what the proper word would be, for lack of a better word, advocate for the military. Mm-hmm. You know, I love military history. I have friends who are in the military. A lot of my family members have been in the military, and so I was called in to do a photo shoot for a campaign called Boot Campaign, and it raises awareness of veterans returning home. Shoot, you know, I was talking with some of the people, talking to some of the veterans there, and a few of the organizers of the campaign were saying that they were coming up with something called Patriot League. And what Patriot League is it's a way to inspire and teach patriotism in the classroom to the younger generation. And it's a curriculum that they've set up that is, you know, for K through 12. And it ranges from everything to fun historical facts to about, you know, some of our most well-known national monuments to just learning about the military and veterans and what it means to be a patriot. And they kind of came up to me and they said, you know, we need someone who is of a younger crowd to be the celebrity ambassador for this. Would you like to do this? And I'm like, absolutely, I would love to do this. And since the beginning of it, they've kind of walked me through what the program is going to be, you know, be all about and so forth. And I'm really excited to see how this is going to affect the younger generation that's, you know, learning this stuff in the classrooms when they really haven't been for, you know, some time now, so...
Right. And so where can we find out more information about this? Is there a website or something?
Yes. If you go to bootcampaign.org/Patriot League,
okay.
I believe is the correct, you know, fixture for it. You can find out more about Patriot League, and I believe that there's still time to register, I think. And obviously the website will correct me if I'm wrong, but it does not necessarily mean this has to be public school only. I mean, if you're homeschooled, if you go to a private school, charter school, whatever, you can still do this. It's just a matter of getting your teacher online and then adopting the curriculum, and then it'll take you through step by step what you learn for each specific grade.
Excellent. And I believe the hashtag is Boots On. So everyone, hashtag Boots On Twitter and all your social media. And you know what? I cannot express enough that I love the middle. You know, your entire family, Patricia Heaton, you know, Axel, Sue. I think that I was Sue for the longest time, the male version of Sue.
I was going to say, he had an excellent sex change if he was Sue.
I was going to say, yeah, hold on. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
He just is auditioning for your show right now.
But I know, exactly. Okay, hold on. Let me write this down.
Well, Attica Schaefer, September 23rd, you know where I'm going to be, right in front of the TV watching the season premiere of The Middle. Thank you so much for the many seasons that we've had so far and just everything that you do, Atticus.
And keep up the great work.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Enjoy your rest of your weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Thanks. Wow.
Excellent.
Two amazing
And we
people.
Got another one coming up right in just a few moments, so we're going to have to take another quick break so we can go right
They're
into that.
They're already on the line.
Wow. Okay, so let's take our quick break. Also from ABC, Modern Family. Dave, I know you like Modern Family.
I do. I do indeed.
Modern Family coming back also Wednesday, September 23rd on ABC. Right, you know, I think right... like an hour after the middle.
That's easy
yeah,
for you to say.
Like that.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
Nice timing.
We'll be right back.